The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com. From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories today include FDA to rule on prescription use of controversial cannabinoid blocking agent, and San Diego supervisors to appeal Proposition 215 ruling. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today from New York City, New York. FDA to rule on prescription use of controversial cannabinoid blocking agent. U.S. regulatory authorities have announced that they will decide this spring on whether to approve the prescription use of the cannabinoid receptor antagonist SR-141716A to be marketed by Sanofi Aventis Pharmaceuticals as a diabetes treatment and anti-obesity drug under the trade name Acomplia or Rimonabant. In July, the selective cannabinoid blocking agent received regulatory approval in a handful of European nations as a dietary aid. Acomplia is the first cannabinoid antagonist ever to be approved for human consumption. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, will review newly revised clinical data indicating that Acomplia significantly lowers blood sugar levels in humans compared to placebo. The FDA had previously denied Sanofi permission to market Acomplia in the United States. In clinical trials, patients who take Acomplia on a daily basis lose on average 14 pounds in their first year and an additional 2.4 pounds their second year. However, published reports indicate that more than 15% of subjects who try the drug discontinue its use because of intolerable side effects, including nausea, anxiety, headaches, upper respiratory tract infections, and depression. At least one study reports a 2.7-fold increased risk of psychiatric disorders in Acomplia users. Acomplia works by blocking the natural binding of the endogenous cannabinoids, as well as exogenous cannabinoids such as THC, to the neuronal CB1 receptors, causing users to lose their appetites. Volunteers administered both Acomplia and cannabis in clinical trials also report decreased feelings of euphoria and other physiological effects associated with THC. However, because the endocannabinoid receptor system is believed to be involved in the regulation of a broad range of primary biological functions, including appetite, body temperature, mood regulation, blood pressure, bone density, reproduction, learning capacity, and motor coordination, some experts are concerned that the long-term use of Acomplia may eventually contribute to a host of significant adverse health effects. Quote, CB1 receptors commonly play protective roles in minimizing the consequences of free radical-induced age-related illnesses, as well as the aging process itself, close quote, says University of Colorado at Colorado Springs biology professor Dr. Robert Malamede. He continued, quote, the long-term use of CB1 antagonist drugs such as Acomplia may turn out to be disastrous because they may promote the illness that CB1 activity normally protects against, close quote. In preclinical trials, newborn mice injected with Rimonabant refuse feeding and often die days after birth. Mice genetically bred to lack the CB1 receptor also suffer from numerous health defects, such as cognitive decline, hypoalgesia, decreased locomotor activity, and increased mortality compared to healthy controls. At least one published case study also reports that daily use of the drug may have triggered neurological symptoms of multiple sclerosis in a volunteer with no known history of the disease. According to Sanofi spokespersons, the FDA will make its determination by April 26th. Sanofi Aventis is the third largest pharmaceutical company in the world. For more information about this story, please contact Paul Armentano, Normal's Senior Policy Analyst, at paul@normal.org or 202-483-5500. Next up today, from San Diego, California, San Diego's supervisors to appeal Proposition 215 ruling. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 this week to appeal a recent Superior Court decision, rejecting the county's challenge to California's medicinal cannabis laws. Last week, Superior Court Judge William Nevitt denied the county's lawsuit, which had argued that both Proposition 215 and the state's medical marijuana ID card program should be preempted by the Federal Controlled Substances Act. In his opinion, Nevitt declared that the state's decade-old medical marijuana law is legal because it does not, quote, require, close quote, conduct that violates federal law. Nevitt also rejected plaintiffs' challenge to California's three-year-old medical ID card system, ruling that, quote, requiring the counties to issue identification cards for the purpose of identifying those whom California chooses not to arrest and prosecute for certain activities involving marijuana does not create a positive conflict with federal law, close quote. On Tuesday, San Diego's supervisors reaffirmed in a closed session vote that they believe California's medical marijuana laws promote drug abuse and should be superseded by federal law. They intend to file an appeal imminently with California's 4th Appellate District. Normal Executive Director Ellen St. Pierre strongly criticized the supervisors' decision.
This appeal is not about politicians seeking clarity in the law. It's about the supervisor's opposition to any use of medicinal cannabis. Legal experts, including California's Legislative Council, the State Attorney General, and now a Superior Court judge, have all determined that the physician-supervised medical use of marijuana is legal in the state of California. The supervisor's decision to appeal this case is an affront to their constituents and a gross waste of taxpayers' dollars.
San Diego's supervisors, along with lawmakers from San Bernardino and Merced counties, initially filed suit in February against the state of California and Normal's San Diego affiliate rather than comply with the statewide ID card program. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at NORML.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. Cannabis, pot, reefer, bud, weed, marijuana. 97 million Americans have tried it. Maybe you have too. Over 750,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana-related offenses last year, almost 90% for simple possession, breaking families apart and sending otherwise law-abiding citizens to already overcrowded courts and jails. The war on drugs is really a war on good Americans who smoke pot. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, is the largest and most successful organization seeking to bring an end to marijuana prohibition, allowing essential medicine to reach patients and for regular Americans to enjoy a greater level of freedom. Join NORML to end marijuana prohibition. Just visit normal.org, that's NORML.org, or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL. That's 888-67-NORMAL.